Chapter 3. Dangerous Dave in Copyright Infringement. Shreveport was renowned in the art of simulation long before the gamers arrived. In 1864, Confederate soldiers at Fort Turnbull duped invaders by positioning charred tree trunks on mounted wagons as if they were cannons. Spotting the apparent artillery, Union soldiers fled in fear. When a Confederate general came to inspect the site, he told the fort's commander that his defenses were nothing but a bunch of humbug. The site became known as Fort Humbug. 127 years later, there were new simulated weapons in town, inside the computer games of Soft Disk. The company was helmed by Al Vacovius, a former math professor at Louisiana State University at Shreveport. Though only in his 40s, Al had a receding hairline with strands sticking up as if he had just taken his hands off one of those static electricity spheres found at state fairs. He dressed in muted ties and sweaters, but possessed the eccentric streak shared by the students and faculty he would visit in the university computer lab during his job there in the 70s. At the time, the hacker ethic was reverberating from MIT to Silicon Valley. As head of the academic computing section at the school, Al, by vocation and passion, was plugged in from the start. He wasn't tall or fat, but the kids affectionately called him Big Al. Energized by this emerging zeitgeist, in 1981, Al and another LSUS mathematician, Jim Mangum, hatched a business scheme, a computer software subscription club. For a small fee, a subscriber would receive a new disk every month filled with a variety of utility and entertainment programs, from checkbook balancing software to solitaire. The plan filled what to Al and his partner seemed like an obvious niche, the computer hobbyist. At the time, the big software publishers largely neglected individual consumers, focusing instead on reaching businesses through retail. Though hobbyists congregated on BBSs, the computer bulletin board.